56 House Republicans demand Joe Biden replace Kamala Harris for failing to secure southern border. By Wendell Hasebo on June 20, 2021. Over 50 House Republicans demanded Friday that President Joe Biden replace Vice President Kamala Harris for failing to secure the southern border after accepting the responsibility in March. The FVP still hasn't visited the border. You can't truly know the situation until you speak with people on the ground. I and 55 of my colleagues sent this letter to a POTUS demanding her removal from this position because 180K encounters, a 21-year high, is unacceptable. Representative Glenn Grothman, RY, tweeted. Despite being in the midst of a border crisis this country has not seen in two decades, Vice President Harris has not yet shown adequate interest in observing this crisis firsthand, the letter explained. In the 85 days since the vice president has been tasked with solving this crisis, she has yet to visit the border and meet with Border Patrol agents, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials, and local law enforcement officials. Harris has now gone 88 days without visiting the southern border crisis since President Joe Biden tasked her with managing the crisis in March. Former President Donald Trump announced Wednesday he accepted an invitation to visit the decimated southern border with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R, on an official visit, underscoring Harris' lack of concern on the issue. On June 8, Harris avoided the question of when she would visit the border in an interview with NBC News Lester Holt, saying that she had not gone to Europe either. Harris has not given a definitive answer on when she will visit the southern border. Meanwhile, Abbott and Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, R, had requested states send help to protect the southern border, a responsibility of the federal government via the United States Constitution. Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, answered Ducey and Abbott's call Wednesday and will permit Floridian taxpayer-funded law enforcement to assist Texas and Arizona's law enforcement amid a nearly 700% spike in illegal immigrant crossings from last May.